Today's daf is daf Kuf Ches. We got to the last five lines of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, talking about the halachas of cutting down trees that go along the riverbanks. So the Gemara says, Rabba bar Rav Huna habale hahu abba aguda dinahara. He had some forest along the side of a river. And Amrulei nikot smar, so they said to him, cut down your area that you own of the trees. Amrulehu, so Rabba says to them, kotzi alai v'tatai v'hadar nikot sana. First tell the people above Shim and those below Shim to cut, and then I'll cut mine down. So hey, how could he suggest let them cut it down first, and then he'll react to their cutting? Doesn't the pasuk say hiskoshiv kashu? The Gemara appears in Sanhedrin as well. What does that mean? First work on yourself before working on others. So do what you have to do, and then you can tell people what to do. So Hasam abeit pei parda grufala hava. There he's referring to the people living along the banks were Persians, and he knew that they were not going to cut it down. So he said v'amar. If they cut down their trees, I'll cut down mine also. But ilo kaitu, if they don't cut it down, am I kaitu? Why would I cut my area down, this small area along the river? If they're able to walk along the river banks where they didn't cut down the trees, so that means they have enough space by me also. There's no need for me to cut it down. And if the case is low, so if there's not enough room to walk along the river, then lo mistagi lahu, what I'm doing is not going to be enough because they only have, 1 mile of area. But once they hit the top stream and lower part of the stream where the Persians are, and they didn't cut down the trees, they're going to be stuck. So it doesn't make sense for me to cut down unless they cut down as well. So Rabba bar Rav Nachman, a different rabba, have a ka'azu ba'arva. He was going in a boat along that river. And he saw a little forest with some trees along the river. He says, I don't understand it. Aren't you supposed to cut down the trees that are right next to the river? So he asked the people around, Deman, who owns these trees? They said to Rabba bar Rav Nachman, the one on the boat, the Rabba bar Rav Huna, it was a different Rabba, the one we just spoke of earlier, who refused to cut it down. Amar, so he said, so he says, he's quoting a pasuk, it appears in Ezra, so I'm not sure exactly what the significance is. Rashi is a pasuk in Ezra. So he says, Amar lo, kotu, cut these down. Meaning Rabba has no right to leave these trees up, it goes against halach. So also Rabba bar Rav Huna. So Rabba, the owner of the trees, comes back and he finds that his half his forest was cut down. He said, Ashke chay de kait, it turned out that someone cut it down. So Amar, he said, man de kaita, whoever cut it down, talk it to Anfe, his branches should be cut down. So what happened was, sadly, Amri chul shani de Rabba bar Rav Huna, all the years of Rabba bar Rav Huna, the owner of the trees, while he was alive, lo akayim le zara le Rabba bar Rav Nachman. Rabba bar Rav Nachman, the one on the boat, the sailor, didn't have any children until after Rabba bar Rav Huna had passed away. So his klala really did work. So Amar of Yehuda, so we're going to a lot of now various halachas, dinim unrelated to what we said before necessarily, but it's a very, very dense rest of the Gemara, blat. So Amar of Yehuda, kol ligle gafa vafilu miyasme. What's ligle gafa? Rashi says ligle gafa is a kol mesayadin ligdor chomasair. Everyone's required to participate in building the wall around the city and lhamid shared have the gates. Shlo yichane seva tzava sonim liir. So enemy army shouldn't come in. Even from the Yisomim, we are able to collect funds from them. But the Gemara says, Aval Rabbanan lo, Rabbanan don't have to. My time, what's the reason? Rabbanan lo tzvicha nitiru, so they don't need any shmira. Says Rashi, Tarasa Mishmarta, their learning protects them. That's the same reason why the Gemara suggests in Maseches Brachos, the first parak, why they don't have to say the Bracha Berchas Amapi on Shema at nighttime, because their Torah protects them. So, Likarya Depasya, Afil Rabbanan, what's this? So Rashi says, Lichros Ma'ayan, oh, boros l'mayim lishtos, to draw, to dig up some wells and some springs that everyone has to participate, even Rabbanon, because they also need to drink water. And then the Gemara says, v'lo amrin ela de lo nafke b'l'chluza. It's only true if they're not going out to work. They're just hiring workers. Aval l'chluza. If they're the ones who are actually digging the pits, then lo, the Rabbanon la b'nei mifek b'l'chluza ninu. But then we don't force the Talmidei Chachamim to go out and start digging with them. That's not the kavodik for the Rabbanon to go work. They have to, they're hiring workers, they have to participate in the finances. But to actually do the labor, they don't have to go so far to do that. And they're not allowed to. Amar of Yehuda, Lekarya Dinara, so when it comes to digging the river, Rashi explains to Lekarim Dinara, Kishimala Sartin Venoflin Ba Avanim umakvin, you know, when the tide goes up and it brings some rocks upstream, umakvin meruta samayim, it slows down the path of the water. The korun umenakin also lahavir mukshulav, they remove the stones and they dig it wider to allow the water to pass cleaner. So the halach is, says the Gemara, tatai misaya ilah. But ilaya lo misaya tatai. The bottom part has to help the top part, because the people at the top, they're fine. If water doesn't flow down, they're okay because they have water at the top of the stream. So the bottom people have to assist the top people because the bottom people need the water as well. They both need it. But the top people, if they're getting water just fine, they don't have to go downstream to help the people on the bottom because it doesn't affect them. They're getting enough water flow. The chilufa b'maya demitra, it's the opposite when there's water overflowing from rain. Let's say there's a dam that somehow was created, now the water is starting to overflow and affect the people at the top, so the top people need it more than the bottom people. The people on the bottom are getting enough flow. There's no overflow for them. They're getting fine, but they're trying to remove a dam that's starting to overflow and flood the top part of the stream, so now the bottom people don't have to assist them because they're not being affected by it. But if it's a situation where the bottom people are being overflowed, that means certainly on top they're also being, there's going to be a flood. So then the top people would have to even help the people on the bottom. In Tanya Nami Hacha, the Braisa says the same thing. Chamesh ginos hamestapkos mayin echad. There are five different gardens that are getting water from one spring. V'niskalka hamayon, and the spring goes bad, it collapses, let's say. Kulam mitaknos im helyona. They all have to fix it with the Elyona. So Rashi explains here. Where is this Rashi here? Rashi says, is it Rashi here? I guess not. They all have to fix it with the top one. But when it comes to the turns out, Nimtes HaTachtona Mitaknas Im Kulam. They're always the one fixing it. Because the one at the bottom of the stream, they're the last ones to get water. They're the end of the line here. So they always need to help everyone above them, because if the one above them is being affected by the lack of water flow, they certainly are. So they always have to go up. But the people who are above them are not necessarily needing to help. So let's say there are five, I don't know, gardens. So the top two are getting enough water, but the last three are not. So the top two don't need to assist the bottom three because they're getting enough water flow. It's only whoever's being affected. But the bottom one, the last one's always being affected by the lack of water flow. So he needs to, if it's himself, he needs to work the river to dig it out. And he needs to work the one above him and the one above him because they're all affecting his water flow. And so too, the Gemara says, when it comes to mitaknas latzmo, right, the bottom one always has to help everybody else and even sometimes work independently where it's only affecting him. But chen, so too, chamesh chatzeres, if there are five courtyards, shem makalchos mayim lebiv echad, where all the water of the chatzer is coming to one pond, let's say. When it's kalkal habiv, it's being affected, the pond is overflowing. Kulon mitaknos imatachtona, and everyone has to help the tachtona. But nimtes elyona mitaknas im kulon mitaknas laatma. But the elyona has to help everybody else and certainly help itself. Now this is a situation where it's starting to get backed up. Now it's starting to overflow. You don't want the water overflowing into your chatzer. So now it's starting to overflow into your chatzer. So now there's some rocks in the way. So the elyona is being affected by this the most because it's overflowing on the top of the stream.
It seems that these are dirty waters that are
the sewage water.
Okay, fine.
So that's why nobody wants.
Okay, no one wants any of that stuff right there. Okay. See, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says it's mayim suchin. It's referring to water that's been bad. That really, I'm not saying necessarily sewage water. It's may matar. It's rain water, but saying that won't. That's why it says a chatzer versus a sadeh. The sadeh needs water. A chatzer doesn't need water. My courtyard. I don't want water in my courtyard. You might have a little area that's going to collect the water flow of the whole drainage system. But if it gets backed up, the elyona is going to get it the worst. So the elyona always has to help everybody below that to make sure it flows down the stream nicely out of the way. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Hai man de achzik beriksa dinara chatzifa havi." So what's this referring to? So if you look at Rashi, two wide lines down the end of the line, "Hai man de achzik beriksa dinara b'shnei haparsayim." The times of the Persians, "Hayakarka mufkar lechol akodim lehachzikba." It was open. Whoever took the land first, it's theirs. Ulapro lamelch taxa tax to humas shel karka. If you have to pay a tax, whoever owns it pays taxes. Vim ba'echad, says Rashi, machzik el svas hanar. Some guy comes along and holds on to some land adjacent to the river. Malkum shasvinos olus lanamel, where they're going up to the docks. Tzarech malkum panoy harbi. You need a lot of extra space. Leporke masos, to lay down the luggage and the packages and the boxes. Lesvinos ulatanim mitochan matzina. You need an area, a docking area for all the packages. So the one who now goes ahead and is takes such a property for himself, that docking area, it's chatzifa, it's chutzpah, it's not a right, nice thing to do, because you're really taking away from the public use. But in the end of the day, the Gemara says, sluko lo misalkinale. We don't take it away. We don't confiscate from him, but it's really not not a nice thing for the guy to take away the public domain. V'ha'inna, nowadays, says the Gemara, the kakasvi parsa kani lecha admale tzavara susa, maya. So nowadays, the Persians have a document. Whoever buys a land near the river, but not mamash on the river, so they have an extension. They get that land that's closest to the river, gets to even that part of the river that's close to the riverbank. Even the docking area, that becomes the closest land, meaning it's no longer a hefker, whoever buys the closest property to it. So then the lach would be, sluka nami misalkinale. So then some guy tries to get that dock for himself. So you can't get it anymore because the guy who has the adjacent land, it's part of his property according to these documents and the rules of the Persians. Okay, I'm not really sure why we're bringing these halachas in here, how it came about, but either way. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says further, Amar Rav, Hai man de'achzik b'nei achi u'b'nei shutvi. You have two partners, two brothers, and there's a little piece of land that's in between the two of them. So some guy comes along and says, oh, it's hefker, I'm going to take it for myself. There's no fences here. So chatzifa, that's a chutzpah thing to do. Have, but sluka lo masakinale. But in the end of the day, he has every right to do that because it was hefker. Even though he's now sandwiched between two partners and he's not allowing them to bridge to each other, where two brothers, still he has every right to do that even though it's a chutzpah. For Rav Nachman Amar Nami Masakinale, he says, no, we even have the right to confiscate it from him. You can't take a land that's in between two brothers, in between two partners. We take it away from him, we give it to the brothers or the partners to keep. Now, imishim dina de bar metzra lo misalkinale. What's dina de bar metzra? Dina de bar metzra is very, I know someone now is actively going through such an issue, dina de bar metzra. You have a property next to another guy. So I'm selling my house to some other party, to Reuven. But my neighbor Shimon says, I want to buy your house. And he's the neighbor. I want to expand my house to two properties now. So the law is, dina de bar metzra, that you cannot sell it to some other party, that you have to give it to your neighbor. Give him the option first. The Gemara is going to go through a lot of halachas regarding dina de bar metzra. So I need to give it to my neighbor as the first option. If he said doesn't want it, so then I could sell it to some other third party. But he says here, when it comes to a hefker property, and some guy takes the hefker property, we do not take it away from him. When it comes to dina demarbetz, or the neighbor says, oh, I wanted that property for myself, we do not, the halacha is lo misalkinale, we do not confiscate it from that third party who came along and took that hefker land for himself. But nahardai, Amri, they would say, afilu mishum dina demarbetz, misalkinale, no. Even because din de bar metzri, we would confiscate it from that guy and give the property over to the neighbor. Mishum shenemar, because the politics says, Vasisa yasha to b'nei Hashem, that's the right thing to do. There's so many other properties you could take. Dafka, this guy is the property next to that guy who owns a piece of land here. You're really limiting his area because Vasisa yasha tov, a person cannot cause a loss to somebody else. We may take it away from him. Asa imlech bay. So let's say before you give the land, before you sell the land, you discuss with your neighbor if he wants to buy it. So Amrlay, so the neighbor says, Izil of Isbin, go sell it. I'm okay, I don't need the property. I can't afford a second house now. You could sell it to some other party. So now the Gemara wants to know, Amrlay, Zil Zavin, Tsarach Lemikne, Mine Olo. You have to make an acquisition, so now that he makes a kinyan, that the guy says it, and the neighbor says, I'm not going to buy it, I'm not interested anymore. Oh, the fact that he simply tells you that he doesn't want it, go ahead and sell it. Is that enough? Is that enough of a din that you could sell it to some other third party? So Ravina Amar, lo tzarach lemikne minay. You don't have to make a kinyan. The moment your neighbor says, go ahead and sell it to someone else, that's sufficient. But Nahardai Amri, tzarach lemikne minay, that you do have to make a kinyan to finalize that statement from the neighbor that he's not interested in buying it.
Rashi makes sound like it's the other buyer who's
that's
getting
right.
The rishus.
See,
says Rashi, also lemlich bay. Rashi says six lines up. Sada hayote limacher uba acher v'nata rishus mi ben hamatzon amalei zil zaveno. So the lokeach can consult with the neighbor, and the neighbor says, "Go ahead and buy it." Do you have to make that kinyan? So the machlokes is Ravina says you don't have to, and Nahardai says that you do have to make the kinyan to make it final. So then the Gemara says hilchah. So what's the bottom line here? You have to make a kinyan in order to finalize it. So now that we said you have to make a kinyan, if the lokeach did not make a kinyan from the neighbor and the lokeach bought it, ayakar vizul birshusei. So now what happens when I buy it, if I'm the third party, I buy it, and I never made a kinyan with a neighbor, so really I bought it for him. He really has ownership to it. So that means whenever it goes up in price or down in price, that fluctuation of value was really in the reshus of the neighbor, who now has to pay me back the money that I paid. So I bought this property for $1 million, but I never made a kinyan with the neighbor yet. So now the neighbor says, I really want that house, Dina de Bar Mitzvah, so he needs to pay me the $1 million. And any fluctuation in price, whether it be up or down, really went to the neighbor, because it really was his the moment that I bought it, which sounds like a very strange thing, but that's what the Gemara says.
He explains that, you know, what's Pshat, it's only, Din Bar Mitzvah is only
Yashar V'Atov. How could you impose this?
Right, so it says that there is some kind of mamunas, in mamunas, that he has some kind of right, monetary right on the land ahead of, because he has priority, so he's actually, when he does the kinyan, he does the kinyan of the rights that he would have.
Uh-huh.
If you do SEC Yashar V'Atov.
I gotcha, okay. Okay. Fine, says the Gemara. Let's say Zavin b'mei of a shavim masan. Let's say the lokeach bought it for 100, but it's really worth 200 now. And the chazina, so we have to see, so now how much, now when the bar mitzvah wants it, he wants the property now, so I never made a kinyan with him. So now he takes the property from me, but he needs to pay me back the property that I really originally bought. So we have to see, does he pay me the 100 that I paid for it, or does he have to really pay me the 200 that it's worth? So chazina, we have to assess the situation and see, look around. If it went, there's a depreciation in all the real estate prices, so 100, so everyone would have bought it for 100, so then he has to pay me 100, because that was the market value. I paid 100, he paid 100. He has to pay 100 to me. But if not the case, that I had a special relationship with the seller. He gave me a special deal, but to you he would have given you the regular price. If it's not the actual market value, then you have lay masan v'shakale. So then the bar mitzvah has to pay me double the actual market value of 200 in order to take the land back for himself. Let's say zavin b'masan v'shavi me'a. Let's say I overpaid for it. I paid 200. Now that it was only really worth $100. So now the guy that bar mitzvah wants it, does he have to pay me the 200 that I actually paid for it, or does he have to go for the market value that I got messed over? I paid too much. He's only willing to pay the market value of 100. So zavin b'me'a, they wanted to initially suggest, Matzi Amrlei, you could say, Litakuni Shadartich Velo Lavusi. Fascinating din here. If I buy your land, but buy your house, and the neighbor comes along and says, I'm the bar mitzvah, I really want the house, I actually am serving as an agent, as an implicit shliach for you. So now you're saying, you didn't make me to be an agent to buy you something that's for your detriment, to overpay. I only wanted you to be my agent for the Tikuni, for my fix, for something that's beneficial, to pay the actual market value. So therefore, I made a mistake. I messed up as your shliach, and therefore, you only have to pay me 100. You don't have to pay me the double. Imagine this lokeach. It's crazy.
No, but article says here that the entire mecher is null. So the seller has to pay back the money to the buyer.
The entire mecher is... Really?
Yeah.
Rashi doesn't say anything like that here. Let's see. Rashi doesn't say anything on this. Imagine the machlok is Rashi doesn't comment here.
Say
I think they must get that from the next line because the Gemara then responds that you don't know.
So let's see. So Gemara says, Amar leimar kashisha berei de Rav Chisla Rav Ashi hachi amri na'ardai mishim de Rav Nachman ain ono la kakalos. Meaning there's no value, there's no market value when it comes to price. Whatever you pay is what you pay. So in which case you would say you'd have to pay the 200 that I paid for it. You have to pay me back the 200. There is no market value when it comes to ono. So then the Gemara says, Zavin le garya d'ara b'mitzia nichase. So let's say a guy buys a small piece of property in the center of some of the mocher. And the mocher surrounds him. Look at Rashi, this explains the case here. Be matzah de nichse shemocher. He bought a piece of land in the center of the mocher's properties. And sadeh samocher makivos lo mikol tzad. Now the rest of the property around is owned by the mocher. So I, the lokeach, have one centerpiece in the center of his field. And then the Gemara says now I want to buy his other property. Am I considered a neighbor now? Now he has a real neighbor on the other side of him, Reuven. But now am I a neighbor by buying a small piece of land inside his mocher? Am I considered a neighbor and I can buy the surrounding fields? There's like a way around it. Buying the centerpiece of land, no one can stop me. There are no neighbors. So now, do I become a neighbor by owning land in his field?
But he's surrounded by neighbors.
No, but now I'm a neighbor. I'm living in his field. So I'm a neighbor just like the other guy's a neighbor. So what's the halacha? Can I now buy the rest of the field and his his original owners, the original rather neighbors, had no tiny on me because I'm also a neighbor. So the Gemara says, Zavran le garya da'ara b'mitziyah d'nichsei, chazinim, we have to see. E'i d'si, e'zi b'irsi, z'vine z'vine. If I bought a property, Rashi says, chazinim e'i d'si, davar ha'asir l'machar latzmo, a type of land that would be normally sold independently, if it's edis, if it's more expensive, it's more valuable than the rest of the property, or it's less expensive, it's different quality than the rest of the land around it, it's viewed as an independent property, so then that's a good sale, and now I'm considered a neighbor, just like you're considered a neighbor. But if it's a situation, says the Gemara in Kuf Chaf Amebe, Kuf Ches Amebe, is Elo, if it's not a different land, it's the rest of everything else. I just bought, you know, a square foot of land just to become a neighbor here. Then Arume Kamarim, I'm just playing games here, trying to get around the Bar Mitzvah issue, in which case I don't have a din of a Bar Mitzvah, and he, the neighbor, is allowed to buy the field as opposed to me. Have a safe trip. Mar now says, top of Kuf Ches Amebe.
Thank you.
It says the Gemara now on the top here. Matana lespa mishum dina de bar mitzvah. If you give a gift to some guy, you gift it to your kids, your house, the neighbor can say, wait a second, I wanted that field first. It doesn't apply to matanos. But Amar Meimar, Meimar says, e kasav le achrayos, if the nosein says, here's a gift, and I'm writing achrayos, if a bal chov of mine confiscates it, I'll pay you back money. So that seems like more of a din of a mekach memkar, even though he didn't pay for it, but still my responsibility that I'm taking makes it like a mekach memkar. Then you have the din of isbe mishum din of the bar mitzvah. The neighbor can say, wait a second, he can't give it to some other guy, I come first. Mar is going to go through a number of halachas now regarding din of the bar mitzvah. Machar kol nechasev le'echad lesbe mishum din of the bar mitzvah. If I sell all my properties to one person, so then we can, wherever they are, different places, in the east, in the west, there's no din of the bar mitzvah here in this situation. The reason is because it's going to affect the mocher. Normally the mocher doesn't care who he sells it to. He wants to get rid of the property here. So I don't care who buys it really. So the lekech fight out the neighbor versus the other guy. But if it's going to affect me, I'm selling all my properties. And now one neighbor says, wait a second, I want the property that's next to me. That's going to affect my entire sale of all my buildings. So that's not fair to me. So when it comes to the detriment of the mocher, then we don't apply the din of dina de bar mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, "The Bailim Rishonim." If I'm selling to the original owner, the lach is less ba mishum dina de bar mitzvah. It's not dina de bar mitzvah here either. If I sell to the people who own my house first, I sell back to them. They're considered more of a shachin, more of a neighbor than my actual neighbors here. And here as well, there is no dina de bar mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, "Zavin me'akum v'zavin le'akum less ba mishum dina de bar mitzvah." Selling from, buying from, or selling to a guy does not have the lachas of dina de bar mitzvah. Why? Zavad mi'akum, if you buy from a guy. So damer lei, ari avricha lecha mimatzra. Because I could say to you, listen, I'm doing you a favor. By me buying the house next to your house, I'm getting rid of the guy here. I'm doing you a favor. I'm getting rid of the lion. You should thank me for that. So you cannot claim that you want that property. And zavad l'akum, if I sell to a guy. So we can't say, akum vade la bar vestisa yashra tovu. We can't make the guy now give up his property to my Jewish neighbor. Because, of course, the guy, we can't enforce this din of midas chasidus, the finimash shadin, to a guy.
You see, it's all on the lokeach, you know, the whole din of asis v'yashar, b'nina bar mitzvah. It seems like the achrayis, the Gemara keeps putting us on the lokeach.
correct. Yeah, that's what that seems to be favored. I imagine it's a larger discussion than we've shown him. But you're right. On the surface, it sounds like
it's not over a lav if he doesn't.
There's certainly no lot here.
Sounds like it's not the mocher's job to be going around and looking for the bar mitzvah. Nobody else should be buying it unless they know they've checked that the bar mitzvah is
It's a lokech had to consult with the neighbor whether he's okay and make that kinyan or not. Okay. Shmus avade misham tinale, but the guy who sells his house to the guy as opposed to the neighbor, we excommunicate him. Ad makabale, until he takes upon himself kol onse da'asile me machmase, all the damage that's going to result of having a non-Jewish neighbor, he has to pay for all that. Mishkanasa lesbe mishum dina dibar mitzvah. A mashkan is not subject to these halachas. If a person sells Rashi says mishkanasa im machra lemishe mishukhenes lo, a guy who is what? What's mashkanasa here? Referring to a mashkan. A guy who has a mashkan, I sell to him, I'm not able to, there is no dina de bar mitzvah, the guy can't say to me, then the neighbor, that he wants to buy the land first. There's no din here. Why? Because Amar Ravashi Amri Li Saba de Masamachsa, once the elder of Masamachsa once told us, my Mashkenasa, the Shchuna Gave. The Lashon Mashkon comes from Lashon of Shachin, so a person who has a Mashkon, collateral Bayu, is referring to, he has a deal, real din of a Shachin. He's the first Shachin, he's a more of a Shachin than it is regarding the actual neighbors neighboring your house. Then the Gemara said, my Nafkamina, who cares that a Mashkon is called a Shchuna Gave? Nafkamina, the din of the Bar Metzra, that Halacha, that he is the din of the Bar Metzra, he comes before all the other neighboring fields. Then the Gemara says, what about Limkor, Berachok, Veligol, Bekarov? Birav illegal biyafe, less be mishum dina de bar metzah. Let's say the guy is selling a property birachok in order to redeem a closer property, or he's selling off a bad property to get a redeem a higher quality property. There too, there's no dina de bar metzah. Why? What's the reason for all this? So Rashi explains here, ain ba mishum dina de bar metzah. We shouldn't cause a loss to the mocher, and the mocher wants to get rid of his property as soon as possible. So if he has a buyer, he should jump on it and not wait for the neighbor to negotiate. He really wants to get rid of the far property. He wants to stay local. He wants to get rid of the bad property. So if it's going to come at a loss to the mocher, then we don't impose dina de bar metzra. Then the Gemara says, "Lakarga lemezoni lekvura." A person selling property in order to pay taxes, in order to get mezonos for his family, or in order to pay for kvura of a relative. Also, less be mishum dina de bar metzah. We can't say, "Oh, wait to first consult with a neighbor," because really here the mocha is very desperate, so we don't want to waste any time. The Amri Naharda, they would say, "Lakarga lemezoni lekvura mazvin b'loach razasa." A person selling land, even the land of a yasam. Normally when it comes to a yasum, we said we're selling the property of a yasum. So we're hoping to get a higher value, higher price to help the yasumim. But when it comes to the need, if you're selling the property of yasumim for a very important, urgent need, like for paying taxes or paying for kavura or for paying for mizonos, then we don't do a hachraza. We don't waste any time for yasumim. So too when it comes to this, dina de mar metzra, we don't waste any time when the guy needs to sell it for these purposes. Let's say a person selling the property, leisha, to his wife, or liyasome or lishutve to a partner to yasomim. Also, less be mishum dina de bar metzra. We don't have a plan. We don't invoke the concept of dina de bar metzra because we assume that each of these people have some chelik in the land already. They're considered a shachin more than my actual neighbor, my wife, and the yasomim, and then the shutve. They all have some chelik in it, so they really come prior to anybody else.
Rashi says that it's not the normal way for these people to have to look around for properties. So you know, you're not going to make them continue looking.
So he splits up, actually. That's what he says for Yasam and an Isha, but then he says for the Shutif, he has because he has a Chelik Besadeh. So there are differences. That's the second half. So if it comes to Isha and Yasam, they don't go around buying properties. So it's not really right for them to go ahead and ask people about the property, but it comes to the Shutif because they have a certain Chelik in the property. Then the Gemara says, Shcheinei Ha'ir v'Shcheinei Sadeh. Let's say I'm selling a field, and one is my neighbor where I live, but one's my neighbor where I'm my field out in a different area. Who comes first? The Gemara says, Shcheinei Ha'ir Kodmin. My neighbor in the city, he actually comes first. Rashi says, this is not a din of Dina de Bar Metzra, because that doesn't make sense, because we're neighbors in the city. I should sell him the field in my field out there. That's not called Dina de Bar Metzra. So Rashi has a decent sized Rashi going on to explain what's going on here exactly. But it's not going through the mechanism of Dina de Bar Metzra. Then the Gemara says, let's say it's a Shachin v'Tamil Chacham. Who comes first? Tamil Chacham, Kodem. The Tamil Chacham goes before the Shachin. Let's say it's a Karov and a Tamil Chacham. Also, the Tamil Chacham is Kodem. What about Ibarilu Shachin v'Karov? I've got a neighbor. I've got a son. I want to sell it to my son, but my neighbor also wants it. Who comes first? My. Tashma tov shachin karov me'ach rachok. Better is a close neighbor than a distant relative. Sounds like the pasuk's telling us that the shachin comes prior to a karov. Then the Gemara says, Hani zuzei tavi, hani zuzei tekulev. Less be mishum dina de bar metzah. One guy has a good type of money that's used easily, and one doesn't have as good money to be used. So then he says, if they're not offering the same project, the same item, there is no din of dina de bar metzah. So you have now a neighbor is offering you to pay money, he's going to take out a mortgage, and some other guy offering you a cash deal, it's possible you could take the cash deal over dina de bar metzah, because that's going to give you less problems and not having to go through the whole process and wait of the mortgage. I think it might be a similar model. Then, honey tsari v'honey shari lay. let's say a guy has all the money wrapped together in a pouch. Here's a wad of cash in an envelope, and here's a lot of change. So here as well, less pay mashum dinner de bar mitzvah. The mocher doesn't want to have to go ahead and count all these pennies. He'd rather $100 bills. So there too, and whenever it's again going to be somehow a negative to the mocher, then you don't have to invoke dinner de bar mitzvah. Amar Ezel v'itrech v'aisi zuzei. Let's say the neighbor says, you know what, I'm going to go and work for the next few days and get some money. Lo not shinulei. You don't have to wait for the guy. If he's ready now to buy it, to let him buy it. But if he says it's going to take him some time to find the money, then there's no need to wait. Amar Ezel v'aisi zuzei. Let's say I'm going to go get the money. Not that I'm going to work for the money, but I have the money in the bank. Let me run over to the Citibank. I'll get the money out. So if that's the case, chazina, we have to assess the situation. If he's a guy who's trustworthy, the Azul Maisis, who's a Natchin Lay. If we know he keeps to his word, so then we could trust, and then you have to wait for him to come back from the bank. But if he's a guy who doesn't have Nemanis, then Lo, Natchin Lay. You don't have to wait for him. He either has the money now on the table or no deal. One guy owns the land, one guy owns the house. So Mari Ara Makev Amari Bati, the owner of the land could stop the owner of the house. So the owner of the house wants to sell to some other guy. The landlord who owns the property says, wait a second, you have to sell to me first. This is my land that you have the house on. I come first. But the Mari Bate, the owner of the house, Lo Ma'akev Amri Dara. But let's say I'm selling the land to some other guy. The owner of the house can say, wait a second, I'm the neighbor. Sell to me first. The owner of the house does not have such a taina. Now, the case is here because the situation where the owner of the house is only owning it temporarily. It's bizman. So he says, you're eventually going to lose the house in 10 years from now anyway, so you don't really own the property, so that's why the owner of the land has the upper hand and not the owner of the house. But if it would be a situation where he'd own it indefinitely, so then the owner of the house seemingly would have a good taina that you have to sell to me before selling it to anybody else. Then the Gemara says a similar situation, Ara dechad v'dikla dechad. One guy owns the land, the other guy owns the tree. Now this tree also, situation where he only owns it for his man musuyam, for a set time only for the tree. Mari de Ara Matsim Akiv, the owner of the land who owns it, it's his forever. So you can Makiv Amar de Dikla. He says, you can't sell that tree to somebody else, I come first. But Mari de Dikla, the owner of the tree, Lo Matsim Akiv Amar de Ara, cannot prevent the guy of the owner of the land to sell it to me first, because the owner of the tree only has it for another few years. He's not really a rightful owner. So there's a Dina de Bametzer in that case, if a guy owns it for his man Misuyam. Afsik Mishun Yaso, or Richva. Let's say, I skipped the line here. Ari Labati, Ari Lazara, that one, right? One guy owns it, the house, one guy owns the field.
I think we're talking about what they want to do, the buyer or something.
Oh, okay, let's see. Yeah, there we go. Rashi says, Hamitzaren Matzron Chafet Balizria, Flokech Tarach Ba Livnot Binyan Bias. The next neighbor wants to use it for a field, for a pool, for whatever else it is, to plant things, and the other guy wants to live there, wants a house. So which is better? Ari Labati, Ari Lazara. Yishuv Adif Vales Bay Mishum Dina de Marmetzer. Yishuv is better. What's Yishuv referring to? Rashi, Yishuv Debati Adif. It's better to build a house, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, than it is to plant.
Is it Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or Stam? Someone should have a living place.
Ah.
Because, like, you see people here, they've knocked down properties, have a bigger backyard, and someone else wants to live there.
Ah, I thought Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but the Gemara or Rashi doesn't say Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. First, the Yitzhak the bottom, to maybe a guy having a house should come first before having 5 acres
this is
of land.
No gale.
Yeah.
Especially
if there's a lot. Do level houses put back there?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Someone doing it recently. Yeah. We'll be doing it very soon, I should say. Fine. Gemara says further. Afsik Mishunyasa Orichva. Let's say, Didikla. Let's say I'm their neighbor, but there's some separation. I'm not a direct neighbor. There's something blocking. There's something in the way. There's some rocks in the way. There's some trees in the way. So it's not really a seamless connection between our lands. So what's the lacha? Am I considered din de mametzra? So ichazina, see im yachol hachnis ba filo tel mechad. If I'm able to squeeze in like one row of plowing onto your property, so then that's considered a seamless transition. I am considered din de mametzra. Is be mishum din de mametzra. Ilo, if no, the rock mamish goes up against my field, I can't even plow one row, then less be mishum din de mametzra. There is no din of mametzra. And honey dale bene matrina, if let's say I have four neighbors in my field, the kadim chad minayu zavin zvine zvine. One guy says, and he jumps the gun and says, wait a second, he is kol kadim zoche, he says, I'm going to buy the property first. He gets it, he does not need to consult with the other three neighbors. But ikula asib hadeh hadade, if all four show up at the open house, so then pagul bakarnizo, then they have to all split evenly with karnarzo. Rashi says, look at the diagram on the bottom, you have that? Yeah. Split up at an angle, they each get 1/4 of the property. Okay, we'll stop here.
Oh, yeah.